This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. We're talking boys basketball now. The DeSales Irish under head coach Greg Fazzari, a 3-6 conference record, 8-8 overall. Walla Walla Valley Academy under Michael Bumgarner, 8-1 in conference play, 12-3 overall. That does not include their friendship tournament games. They did not post those. I couldn't find them on MAC preps. They weren't in the paper. So they played three games in the friendship tournament. Then they turned around and played last night against Mapton right here. Mapton, the Vikings, winless in league play at 0-7. And the Knights beat them 63-53, but the Mapton Vikings hung in there with them. Mapton's a very scrappy team. They're hard to get way ahead of. They just love the rat ball, school ball, yard ball. Speaking of rat ball, when these teams met back on January 9th, it was very competitive. The Irish lost on their home floor to the Knights 45-37. And in that game, it was a defensive battle, very low scoring. That 37 points was the Irish boys' lowest total of the season. But it was a lot of turnovers, a lot of real competitive play from these crosstown rivals. And the Knights were able to outscore the Irish. Let's make sure I'm looking at the boys' notes. 26-19 in the second half after it was a one-point game at the half. Irish third quarter was the difference as they were outscored 11-6, only 6 points in that third quarter for DeSales. Ragged play, lots of turnovers by both teams. Coy Frufi, 6-foot junior for the Irish, 7 points in the fourth quarter on four, including 4 of 5 free throw shooting. He was 6 of 7 from the line for the game. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game that night. The Knights, Aaron Pollard, 6-foot senior, led them with 15 points. They are a very tall team. Pollard, 6'6". They have another starter, Henry Clancy, who is 6'5". They have good guard play. Jake Friedel's a 6'1" senior. He's one of 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors. So we'll have quite a little senior night presentation here for this boys game. I'm sure on the girls side of things for the Knights, they had just one senior on their roster. Senior night for DeSales will be next Tuesday when Dayton Waitsburg comes to the Irish Gymnasium. So keep that on your calendar. Last chance to see the Irish girls and boys in the regular season and at home as well, and senior night. So big night for the Irish next Tuesday. Big game coming up right here for DeSales boys. They'll be a little bit shorthanded, a little bit of illness and injury challenges for Coach Rosario's squad. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look at how both teams have played recently and talk about that injury and health bug that's hitting the Irish boys roster a little bit. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From the steepest dunes to the densest forests, when terrain demands precision and control, there's only one sport side-by-side up to the task. Introducing the Honda Talon 1000X, available now at USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road. With a 3-link rear suspension boasting over 15 inches of travel, the X model offers precise handling and maneuverability. The 1000 class engine provides rapid acceleration at every turn, and nothing gets engine power to the ground better than Honda's exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Take your friend to USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road, to see the Talon 1000s and learn why life is better side by side.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Oh my gosh, grab the plunger. The toilet is overflowing. It's just one reaction to a plumbing horror story that could happen in your home. This is Daysha with Total Comfort Solutions, your HVAC and plumbing company, and we are here to save your day from plumbing mishaps. you have a plumbing issue, change that reaction to, call Total Comfort Solutions, we need a plumber. We have plumbers available 24/7 for emergency services and financing options available for repairs. Total Comfort Solutions, the happy ending to your plumbing nightmare.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Walla Walla Valley Academy, home of the Knights here in College Place. Just a few miles away from the DeSales campus in Walla Walla. The Wava boys will be in the home whites with the dark maroon trim. The Irish boys will be in the forest green with the Vegas gold trim. They're warming up to my left as I'm here courtside. Five rows of bleachers, the maroon bleachers across the way. No bleachers on the score table side. So limited seating here at Walla Walla Valley Academy. A full house here on senior night for Wava, as they will honor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on their boys' roster. And the Irish boys have played a lot of close games this year, and none closer than their win Saturday at Granger. Bobby Holtzinger, a driving lane on the left baseline with 4 seconds left to give the Irish the lead at 62-61 in the win against 1A Granger on the road in that non-leaguer Saturday. Granger had hit a bucket just with 9 seconds to go to take a one-point lead. And then Granger got the ball up to half court, called a quick timeout, if I remember right, inbounded at half court, and took a tough shot from just inside half court that was way short. And the Irish survived with a 62-61. That came off the heels of a loss on Friday in league play at Burbank, 55-41, which knocked DeSales from a chance at second place in league play all the way down into the fourth slot. The boys' standings look like this, but the top four teams will advance to league tournament play February 8th back at Granger. Columbia Burbank is in first at 9-0. Walla Walla Valley Academy is in first place at 8-1. Columbia Burbank is 6-3. Liberty Christian is in third place at 4-5. DeSales is at 3-6. The hard part for DeSales trying to get up to that third seed is that Liberty Christian has two of their four league wins over DeSales. So the Irish would lose the tiebreaker against Liberty Christian. So the Irish boys would have to beat Wava, win at White Swan, and beat Dayton-Waitsburg to assure themselves third place. And Liberty Christian would have to lose their last three games, if my math is correct. So the Irish boys are going to make the league tournament, try to build some momentum. I mentioned injuries and illness have been a challenge. Joe Baffney, the freshman who plays a lot for the Irish, he started a few games. A little 5'9 guard, is a very good defender as well. But he's got some strained ligaments in his thumb and is out indefinitely. They're hoping to get him back sometime in the next week. And then Tim Warden, 6'3 senior, is ailing. He's home ill this evening and will not be able to play. So Coach Fazari is down a couple of players that he relies on quite a bit in his rotation. So the Irish and the Wava Knights have taken the bench, and they'll talk to their coaches as they do the senior night presentations. Wava beat DeSales the first time these teams played, 45-37. We're going to gather the starting lineups while they do the senior presentations, and then when we come back, we'll share those lineups with you and have opening action. Walla Walla Valley Academy versus DeSales at the Knights home gym when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Oh, I loved making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, egg-shaped, Thomas, egg-shaped, Marona, we don't want the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor. Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
2020 marks a major milestone for us. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Buick GMC. It marks our 70th anniversary. We will be celebrating this event all year with special events and offers. Currently, our showroom is stocked with classic cars from the 50s and 60s, some of which we sold new. Drop by for a look. We are here after 70 years because we treat our customers with dignity and respect. Dale Graves Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Senior night's always a lot of fun, and Walla Walla Valley Academy has six of them on their boys' roster. Five of them are starters, so this has definitely been their year so far. They are 8-1 in league play and first place in the EWAC Conference. And we'll take a look at the starting lineups for the Knights right now under head coach Michael Baumgartner. Isaiah Santillano is a 5'9 senior. He had 7 points last time these teams play. He can hit the three just like his sister was hitting them in the girls' game. He made three of them against Mapton on Monday for his 9 points. Jake Friedel, a 6'1 senior, is a very good scorer. He had 19 against Mapton on Monday. He had 9 points against DeSales the first time these teams played, but the Irish held the talented senior scoreless in that second half of that defensive battle won by the Knights 45-37. Aaron Pollard, a 6'6" senior, will be the tallest player on the floor for either team. He is a very talented guy. He can score inside. He can run the floor. He can shoot the three from the wing. He's got the complete package on offense. Aaron Pollard, 6'6" senior, had 15 against the Sales on the ninth. He had 15 against Mapton on Monday. Gabriel Torres, a 5'10" senior, is a starting guard. He had 5 points against the Irish back on the 9th of January. And Henry Clancy is their inside presence. He is tall. He's a 6'5 senior. He's a physical kid. He had did not score, though, against DeSales in that win on the 9th. He did have 14 against Mapton on Monday. So those are their seniors, five of their seniors, all starters. Santillano, Friedel, Pollard, Torres, and Clancy. And then their sixth senior, Josiah Weimeister, is one of the first players off the bench inside. He is a 6'4" senior, so they've got height. Pollard at 6'6", Clancy at 6'5", and Weimeister comes off the bench is 6'4". Another player that comes off the bench, Owen Parks, a sophomore, is 6'2". So they've got a lot of height. The Irish, under head coach Greg Fazari, will counter with their own lineup. Oh, they're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance again. We'll take a break. Come right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, I got caught off guard. We did the flag salute before the girls' game, but then we did it again before the boys' game. I wasn't ready for that, so I took a quick break. Let's go over the boys' starting lineups for the Irish. Drake Pizzari will start. Jack Lesko, the 5'8 freshman. Jack had a nice weekend. He had 5 points and some unselfish assists against Columbia Burbank, and then 17 on the road at Granger. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game in both of those contests. Corey Frucci, the 6-foot junior, will start. He led the Irish in scoring with 9 points the last time these teams met, as the Irish scored just 37 in that game. Bobby Holtzinger, 6'2 senior, will start. Bobby, 11 points, co-Dairy Queen player of the game against Granger, with that game-winning lay-in on the drive with hitting it with 4 seconds left. Frankie Warden, a 5'11 sophomore, will start. And Matt Meadham, of the 6'4 senior, will start. Matt steps into the jump circle against Pollard, and Pollard at 6'6 controls the tip. They'll get it to Friedel. Knights working left to right. Irish in man-to-man defense in front of the Irish coaching staff to my right. Pass left wing to Torres. Hands it back to Pollard. He'll shoot the three left wing. He's got it. Went behind Torres. Used him as a screener. Handed off to him. And Pollard got the little handoff and drilled the three. Holtzinger drives in strong. Hits it out the left hand over Clancy and Pollard. Bobby attacking the basket. Each team scores on their first possession. 3-2 Knights. Right wing pass to Santillano. He's got those bright yellow tennis shoes, dribbling right to left. Lust goes on him. Now up top to Torres, dribbling left to right. Frucci on him. Now up top to Friedel. Frankie Warden. Now Friedel takes a deep three over Warden and hits it. The Knights on senior night have hit back-to-back threes to start the game and lead it 6-2. Frucci to Warden. Frankie dribbling left to right. Now high post pass goes to Miedema. Pollard on him. No room to shoot. Now to Frucci. To Warden. Warden on the drive. Little floater. Hit short but goes right to Miedema, who knocks it off of Friedland out of bounds. Frankie dribbled into the lane. Little running one-hander. Left it way short. Matt Miedema tried to save it and then knocked it off of Friedel. So in the far corner, the far right corner, Warden will inbound it to Frucci. To Lesko. Jack between the leg with the dribble. Now tries to get by Torres and has it knocked away. Goes right to Friedel. Friedel bounce past to Torres. Torres goes up with a right-handed lay-in. The Knights up early, 8-2. Wasn't sure if Friedel stole that or if Jack just lost the handle on it. Now to Miedema. Little mid-post jumper over Clancy. Won't go. Rebound Pollard. The 6'6 senior gives it off to Stantolano. Knights running, getting after the Irish early, up 8-2. Friedel. Dump pass inside to Clancy. Clancy can't hit the shot. He comes up a bit gimpy. Irish with the rebound to Frucci. Now baseline drive by Lesko. Cut off in the corner by Friedel. Now to Frucci. Up top to Miedema. Miedema finds Holtzinger open underneath. Reverse laying off the rim. Won't go. Rebound Friedel. Knights at the ball leading 8-2. Clancy seems to have jogged off that sore ankle. Torres deep on the right wing. Left wing outside the arc to Clancy. Left corner Friedel. Gets a screen from Clancy. Lobs inside to Santillano. Inside on Lesko. Can't find room to shoot. Good rebound. Good defense by Jack. Hand off to Friedel in the left corner. He tries to drive baseline. Bounces off his leg and out of bounds. In front of the Irish cheerleaders. Knights turn it over after scoring on their first three possessions. DeSales with the ball trailing 8-2. 5:30 to go. Quickly play first quarter. Warden has the ball knocked away. Goes right to Miedema, who misses a lane inside. Boy, Frankie got it knocked away, but right to Matt Miedema and missed the open shot. 5:23 to go, first quarter. Friedel on the right side, challenged by Miedema. Kick in the corner to Santillano. Three is good. Four different senior starters have scored, three of them from beyond the arc, and the Knights lead early 11-2 against their crosstown rivals, the Sales. Right wing to Lesko. The freshman drives in the lane, splits a defense shot blocked by Pollard at 6'6". Picked up by Clancy at 6'5". They're so tall in there. Jack trying to get the foul called, but they kept their feet and then blocked the shot easily. Santillano on the drive. Goes by Lesko and lays it in. Greg Pizzari needs a timeout. The Knights up 13-2. 4:49 to go first quarter. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Walla Walla Valley Academy starts five seniors, which they typically do. And on senior night, they are rolling. Their last game on their home floor. Pollard opens it up with a three-pointer. Friedel hits a three. Torres a driving two after a steal. Santillano a three, and now Santillano a two inside. And Greg Vasari calls timeout. The Sales boys down 13-2. Bobby Holtzinger scored on his first possession of the game for the Irish. The Sales hasn't scored since. Lesko and Frucci play catch out front. The Knights have switched into a zone defense. Santillano, Torres knocks away, but it goes right to Lesko. Now to Frucci. Frucci dribbling right to left, picks up the dribble. Knights defense is really confusing the Irish right now. Lesko out top to Frankie Warden. Shot clock inside 10. Gets it to Frucci. Frucci fires a deep three straight away. Won't go off the iron. Rebound. Holtzinger takes away for Weimeister, who's checked in. Ball's loose on the floor now, though. Pollard picks it up. So Weimeister, the 6'4 senior, checks in for Clancy, who came up a little bit gimpy at one point there in that opening sequence of several minutes. Now Weimeister with it. He's one of the six seniors. Now Santillano with those yellow shoes. Mid-range jumper to just to the left of the lane. Over Lesko and in. Santillano's got seven in the quarter. The matchup with him and Lesko, that's a tough one for DeSantis. Go to whistle and a foul away from the ball as Frucci got the pass. And then on the cut inside, they call the foul on the Knights holding. I think that was on Weimeister, number 40. Their player foul component of the scoreboard does not work. Andrew Leifert checks in for DeSales, as does Drake Scott. As Holtzinger sits down, Frankie Warden drives in, takes a shot off the inbound play, won't go, rebound tip controlled by Pollard. Also sitting down for the Irish is Frucci. Pollard with it, Leifert on him. To cut off of the dribble, gives it to Friedel. Friedel dribbles back into the right corner, takes the three. He hits it over Scott. Jake Friedel, second three, 4-3 for the Knights, 18-2. Juarez trying to bury the Irish right here in the first quarter. High post pass to Miedema, up over Weimeister. Off the iron, won't go, rebound Pollard. Pollard outlet to Santillano. Santillano into front court, now to Friedel on the left wing. Pass on the give and go, cut to Santillano for through his hands and out of bounds. They double teamed the ball, which left Santillano wide open. A lot of zip on that pass by Friedel. Santillano couldn't control it. The Sales got to find a way to get back in this. Down 18-2. 2:51 to go in the first quarter. Irish scored in their first possession, haven't scored since. Baseline drive by Lesko. Trap gets to Scott inside, who lays it in. Nice assist by Jack Lesko. Drake Scott, the Knights catch and finish. That breaks a 15-0 run by the Knights. Santillano brings in the front court. Leifert tries to cut him off between the circles and fouls him. And Coy Frucci checks in for Jack Lesko. Foul on Leifert, his first on the Irish. 18. Our boys can't seem to figure out they got to go to half court to check in. Ryan Chase has checked in for Bobby Holtzinger. Ryan, the birthday boy, just turned 16 the other day. Now we have a foul on a moving screen on the inbound play. Fouls on Weimeister, so he picks up two quick ones and will sit down. And Clancy, the 6'5 senior, checks back in. So Coach Baumgartner's got six talented seniors, and they forge an 18-4 lead. Chase at the top of the key, and he traveled. Ryan picked up his dribble at the top of the key. I think he was thinking about shooting or passing, and then Pollard, the 6'6" senior with the long arms, came out from the key and challenged him, and Ryan traveled. Friedel now will bring it across the Knights emblem at half court. Now to Santillano, right to left dribble, kick in the left corner. Torres, three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped out to Torres. Torres in the corner to Pollard. Miedema right on him. Passes it back to Santillano. Long three is good. Santillano, the 5'9 senior, 10 points in the first quarter. He saw his sister hit a couple threes in the first quarter in the girls' game, and he's upping the ante on his sister here on senior night. Leifert, deep three out the back iron, won't go. Rebound Torres. ahead to Friedel. Friedel behind the back. Leifert, top of the key three, didn't get back. Nobody back. And Friedel laid it in, right? On the pass from Torres. And there's a steal by Torres. 23-4 Knights with the ball back in front court. Back to Santillano. Gets by Frucci. Finds Clancy wide open underneath. He lays it in. It's a clinic right now. The Sales boys getting ripped. It's 25-4. Minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Frucci on the drive. Won't go. Meet him with the rebound. Shot blocked, but he's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Got to keep playing hard. Play for some pride. Find a way to get back in this. A lot of time left, but the Knights 8-1 in the conference. Senior night. Six seniors honored, and they are putting on a show for their fans. 1:11 to go in the first quarter. Matt Meadham will shoot two free throws. First one's off the mark. Bobby Holtzinger set to check in, but it's for the shooter. Matt has been struggling from the free throw line this season. Irish down 25-4. A minute 11 to go, first quarter. Matt's second one is good. And Greg Vasari is going to go ahead and take a timeout. 1:11 to go, first quarter. DeSales down 25-5. We'll be right back at 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, there's a lot of game to be played, obviously. We'll see how the Irish respond, but I've been doing this a long time, and I don't, other than postseason where you get mismatches sometimes, I have not seen the Irish boys get jumped on this hard right out of the chute in a league game. Even Kittitas, back-to-back-to-back state champions, we found a way to compete with those guys very well for the most part, especially in the first half. But the Irish down 25-5 right now to the Knights. And the first non-senior for the Knights comes in the ballgame after the Irish knocked the inbound out of bounds. Josiah Heredia, 5'10 sophomore, comes in for Friedel. They get the high post to Clancy. Down low to Santillano in the corner of Torres. Three on the way for Torres is good. They're just having, it's like a shoot-around for the Knights right now. 28-5. Lesko bringing it to front court. Right wing to Leifert. Leifert to Frucci. Frucci to the high post to Bobby Holtzinger. Bobby dribbles right to left in the corner to Lesko. Lesko for three over Pollard. He's got it. Jack Lesko gives the Irish some life. But they're down 28-8. Santillano will wipe his brow with his jersey and then keep his dribble going and walking into front court to Sales. Looking to play a little zone defense against these Knights, but they've hit seven first quarter threes. On the baseline to Clancy. Left corner to Santillano. Three on the way out the mark. Won't go. Rebound Heredia. Heredia to Santillano for three again. He misses again. Rebound tipped. Clancy ends up with it. Clancy can't hit the shot. Rebound Holtzinger. Irish get a break there. Holtzy fires a three at the buzzer. It's off the mark. Lost track of the clock there. All Walla Walla Valley Academy here. They lead 28-8. After 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Start the new year off right in a new Toyota from a local family-owned dealership. McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. You live here, work here, and play here. Guess what? So do we. We get it. We raise our families right here in Walla Walla, too. McCurley Integrity Toyota's Rick has provided five-star service to Walla Walla for over 15 years. Linda, born and raised in Walla Walla, always offers positive financing solutions. Walla Walla residents love Caesar for the passion and integrity he brings to every deal. What we're saying is, we get it. Walla Walla is Walla Walla. And we are proud to be a part of it. We will do everything we can to earn your business on any new or used vehicle. We have the largest selection of pre-owned Toyota certified and integrity certified vehicles in Walla Walla. And many under 10,000. Come see our selection because when you're here, you're family. Visit us today at McCurley Integrity Toyota or in the comfort of your own home at McCurleyToyota.com. Integrity in everything we do for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Walla Walla Valley Academy hit 6 3-pointers from 4 different players, 28 first quarter points. Isaiah Santolano, 5'9" senior, already has 10. They're having a lot of fun right now. DeSales down 20, but they've got 3 quarters to get back into this, try to survive this early storm and start chipping away. High post pass goes to meet him. A left corner pass tip, but Lesko's got it. Lesko drives baseline. Double team has it slapped away. Now he's tied up, and a jump ball is called as David Rittenbach, 6'2 junior, is checked in. Possession arrow in favor of the Knights. Lesko, Frucci, Miedema, Frankie Warden, Bobby Holtzinger, the group that started the game for Coach Rosari, is out there. Pollard, Friedel, Clancy, 3 starters for the Knights, along with Heredia and Rittenbach. Pass in the middle, knocked off the leg as somebody goes to Pollard. His 3 won't go. Heredia with another offensive board, kicks it out top to Friedel. Friedel, left wing pass to Rittenbach. 3 on the way, it's off the mark, won't go. Bobby Holtzinger will let it go out of bounds down the far right corner. Irish will inbound. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Knights with the 28-8 lead. Frankie Warden at the top of the key gets the ball from Frucci. Now the high post to Miedema. Left corner to Holtzinger. Down low on the block to Miedema, who lays it in over Pollard and Clancy. Nice little cut to the basket. Miedema, high post pass in the corner. Went down to the left block and finished inside. 28-10, Irish down 18. Andrew Leifert set to check in. Swing it over to Friedel. Friedel hits a 3. 2 players in double figures already for the Knights. Friedel's got 11. Santolano's got 10. Each of them have hit 3. Friedel's hit 3 threes. Santolano's hit 2. Got a whistle and a foul at the Irish end of the floor. Holding call called on Clancy, his first. 4th on the Knights. I missed one somewhere. Frankie Ward's going to check out. Andrew Leifert's a guy that could maybe get us back in it. He can hit the threes in bunches when he gets hot. Inbound to Lesko, now to Frucci. Frucci dribbles left to right, gets in the lane, dumps it to Miedema, and Miedema goes up strong as it knocked away, gets it back, gets in the corner to Holtzinger. 3 on the way, won't go. Pollard with the rebound. Long outlet to Friedel. Friedel goes up strong, leaves it short. Rebound, Rittenbach, who lays it in. Holtzinger did a good job hustling back, making Friedel take a tough shot. He missed it, but the hustling Rittenbach, the 6'2 junior, with the putback. And there's a whistle and a reach-in foul on the Knights. And that's on Heredia, his first. 5th on the Knights. DeSales has committed just 1 foul. They haven't been able to keep up with the Knights enough to foul them. 33-10, Wava with the lead. And now Clancy comes out for the Knights as Owen Parks, 6'2 sophomore, checks in. They're a tall team. They've got quick guards who can shoot the 3 in Santolano and Friedel. They've got the full package. Frucci drives, puts up an 8-footer on the right side of the key and hits it. Coy's first bucket. Nice answer for the Irish, down 33-12 now. But it's 5-4 in the second quarter. Santolano's back in the game, gets it to baseline to Parks. Up top to Friedel. 3 on the way, he's got it. The sales got to get a hand in Friedel's face. Friedel's got 14, his 4 3-pointer, 36-12, Knights. They've tripled up on the Irish. High post to Miedema, turnaround jumper 14 feet away. Bank shot, too hard, rebound Parks. Parks to Friedel, 5.5 minutes to go, and then Friedel's pass kicked by Jack Lesko. Blue Mountain officials for this game, Eric Hysaw, Justin James, and Jim Sanders. Get the high post to Pollard, tries to dump it inside to Parks, off Parks' hands and out of bounds. Pollard trying to thread the needle when it wasn't there. Good defense for DeSales. Irish down 36-12. Coy Frucci will bring it up the right sideline. Santolano tries to keep him on the right. Now he gets a screen from Miedema out high. Bounce pass the court to Lesko. Lesko for 3. Too long, rebound. Rebound foul inside. That's going to be a push foul on Friedel. Holtzinger at inside position on Friedel. Friedel tried to push him inside and got the rebound, but they caught him. And that's 6 fouls now on the Knights, 6 team fouls. And Miedema inbound under the Irish basket. Pass in the corner to Frucci. Pass up top, stolen by Santillano tips it ahead to Friedel. Friedel's behind the defense. Blocked by Miedema. Friedel gets it back and lays it in. What hustle by Matt Miedema. The 6'4 senior blocked it. Friedel put on the brakes. Matt couldn't. Ran into the basketball padding down at the rock wall end of this court. And Friedel puts it back in. Now a steal for the Knights down at the other end. They walking into front court, leading 38-12. Santillano right to left bounce pass. Friedel wide open for three. He misses. Rebound Holtzinger. Now to Frucci. Frucci dribbles left to right. Still on the dribble, open for three. Just right of the top of the key, and he gets it to drop. Boy, the Irish got to take anything they can get. Down 38-15. Coy has 5 points all in this quarter. 4:15 to go in the half. Into Parks. Parks traveled. He turned to pass it to Pollard, but Pollard wasn't cutting, and Parks didn't think he traveled. So the Irish, you got to take advantage of every mistake by the Knights to climb back this in this one. Holtzinger, Miedema, Leifert, Frucci, and Frankie Warden on the floor for the Irish. Halfway through this second quarter, Frucci passing the right corner to Leifert. Leifert's three is blocked out of bounds by Friedel. Andrew Leifert in the corner, open for a second, but Jake Friedel having a complete game. He's got 16 first half points and now a blocked shot. It went out of bounds, so Warden will inbound it out top to Frucci. Frucci dribbles right to left, now reverses back to the right, gets in the lane, goes up over Clancy and lays it in. Coy Frucci single-handedly trying to keep the Irish in some type of range of the Knights. He's got all seven of his points here in the quarter. Irish down 38-17. Friedel between the circles, plays with catch with Rittenbach. Back to Rittenbach on the left wing. Rittenbach, pass out top, stolen by Leifert. Friedel on him. Leifert behind the back with the dribble, loses it, but right to Frankie Warden. Now to Frucci. Back to Leifert. Leifert, head fake, gets to the foul line. Kick left corner, Holtzinger. Three on the way. Air ball. Chased down by Frankie Warden. Warden, high post pass to Miedema. Dumped down on the baseline to Holtzinger, too high. It was a lob pass. Bobby went up to get it. It just didn't get there soon enough, and by the time it got to Bobby, he was back on the ground, went all over his head and out of bounds. 3:17 to go. Torres is checked back in for the Knights as Rittenbach sits down. 3:10 to go in the half. Irish down 38-17. Santillano on the drive. Gets it on the low block right side to Parks. Double team pass out to Friedel. Knocked away by Leifert. Ball's loose, and we got a whistle and a foul. Clancy came up with it. And then Frucci got it away from him, but I think it's going to be a foul on Coy. It's Coy's first. Just two fouls on the Irish. Drake Scott's going to check in for Matt Miedema. Keep in mind, Tim Warden with the illness, the 6'3 senior, he and Matt Miedema typically share the post player duties, but Drake Scott's done all right. He scored a bucket when he played in the first quarter. Knights inbound it, leading 38-17. Friedel dribbles to the right elbow. Scott cuts him off. Pass out top to Santillano. Left wing drive. Off, shoots it off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Jack Lesko. Good defense by the Irish. In the front court, it goes to Frankie Warden. Frankie pushes it in the right wing. Friedel right on him. Up top to Lesko. Lesko to the drive in the lane. Picks up his dribble, and he traveled. Jack stopped on the right foot. Couldn't stop the left foot. Traveling the call. Left foot was his pivot foot. Stepped with the right, picked up the left, and just couldn't keep it from coming down. 2:29 to go. Santillano's pass stolen inside by Scott to Leifert. Leifert takes it in on Santillano, misses the lay-in. Scott with the hustling rebound and lays it in. Drake Scott, good hustle. Drake with a good defense. Leifert with the traffic attempt at a lay-in. Scott with the putback. DeSales got 19. But the Knights have 38, but the Irish, believe it or not, are closer than they have been for a while. Timeout on the floor, 2:13 to go in the half. It's just a 30-second timeout. I didn't get into the break, so we'll keep it here. So the Knights had tripled up on the Irish at 36-12. Now they're only doubled up as the Irish have cut it to a 19-point game, 38-19. So they've outscored the Knights 7-2 since it was 38-12. 36-12. Got to keep it up. Try to get it maybe down to 10 or 12 at the half. Just got to avoid any more WAVA runs. 28 first quarter points for WABA. They only have 10 in this quarter. The Irish have outscored them 11-10 in the second stanza. Frieda, left wing pass to Torres. Let's go on him. Pass inside for Santillano. Knocked away, but goes to Frieda. Frieda lobs it down low to Pollard. The 6'6 senior reverse lay-in puts it up and in. Hard to defend. 6'6 long arm and athleticism on the baseline. 40-19, Walla Walla Valley Academy. Pass up top to Leifer between the circles. Splits the defense. He's foul going to the basket, and that's seven on the Knights now. And so Leifert will be at the free throw line. The foul is on Torres. And with 1:47 to go in the half, DeSales will go to the free throw line. Andrew Leifert will shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. Bobby Holtzinger checks out as Matt Miedema comes into the ballgame. Frankie Warden also comes out of the game as we have Frucci, Lesko, Leifert, Miedema, and Scott on the floor. Andrew hits the front end of the 1-on-1 for his first point of the game. 40-20. Irish trail it. But they're outscoring the Knights here in the second quarter. Andrew hits them both. Friedel brings it into front court. He's cooled off just a bit. He's got 16 first half points, including four threes. He gets to Santillano in the left wing. He dribbles out towards half court, now between the circles. Bounce pass right wing to Friedel. Nobody open inside, cross court. Up top to Santillano. Three on the way is good. Just to the left at the top of the key. The Sales just staying in that zone. And the Knights now have hit nine threes unofficially. Frucci will fire a quick three off the iron. Won't go. Pollard tips the rebound, but Scott runs down the loose ball. The Frucci for three again. He's got it. Coy Frucci having a heck of a quarter. Drake Scott keeping that possession alive with good hustle. Irish down 43-24, a minute to go in the half. Torres deep on the left wing and down the baseline, short corner to Clancy. Powers it up. Shot blocked by Miedema. We got a whistle and a foul underneath. And I think that's going to be Matt Miedema. And that's fouls on Drake Scott, fouls on Scott, number 30. So the block by Miedema was clean. And that will stop the clock with 53 seconds to go in the half. Clancy at the line to shoot two. The Knights' first free throw attempts of the game. Henry Clancy, the senior, hits a free throw. Six seniors on this Knights roster here on senior night, and they're playing very well. 44-24, they lead it. Scott comes out, and Frankie Warden checks in. Drake sits down with 4 points. Clancy's second free throw is on the way, and good. And we've got a substitution for the Knights. As Weimeister, 6'4 senior, will come in for Clancy, the 6'5 senior. They've got experience, they've got size, they've got speed, they can shoot the ball. They're a tough, tough team, the Knights, coming in with a 12-3 overall record, 8-1 in the conference. Their overall record does not include the friendship tournament games. They played in three of those this weekend, but their scores weren't posted anywhere. I guess I could have asked somebody before the girls' game started. Zach Lesko doing a lot of dribbling as it slapped away. Ball's loose. Santillano's got it. You can't dribble it against these seniors. They'll steal it from you. Santillano dumps it to Pollard off his shin, but he picks it up in the left corner. Cross court to Friedel. 14 seconds to go in the half. To Torres in the corner to Pollard for three. The steal, then the ball movement in the half court. The Knights up 48-24. Leifert will fire deep three left wing and hit it with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Didn't see who the Knight player went for the steal. Now Friedel from half court. It won't go. Well, the Irish score the last bucket of the half, but the Knights score just about everything else. It's 48-27. WABA's boys at the half against the Irish. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box. But share, don't be a jerk.
Oh, boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Columbia Basin. I'm going to make this super simple. I need to buy your car. I need to buy lots of cars. Kevin Smith here from Walla Walla Valley Honda, and our need for pre-owned vehicles is growing daily. I want any make, any model, any year, any mileage, everything. Whether you owe money on it or not, I'm interested in your vehicle. Many cases for the same amount you would get on the street. So keep it simple and bring your car to Walla Walla Valley Honda. In under 15 minutes, we'll make you a fair cash offer. So don't fix it, don't list it, don't wash it, and certainly don't make it hard. Find us at WallaWallaValleyHonda.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Walla Walla Valley Academy Acro Knights can entertain the fans here in senior night during the boys' game. And their boys' team is putting on a heck of a performance. Senior night, Aaron Pollard hits a three to open the scoring. Bobby Holtzinger, a driving lay-in to answer. Irish are down 3-2. And then the floodgates opened. Isaiah Santolano and Jake Friedel combined to score the next 8, 11, 13, 15, 18 points. The Knights would hit 5, 6 first quarter threes and lead 28-8 after 8 minutes. DeSales has one of their better offensive quarters of the season, scoring 19 in the second quarter, but they're still outscored in the quarter. The Knights scored 20, hit 4 more threes over the Irish zone. So the Knights have hit 9 first half threes. They lead 48-27 at the half. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His shorthanded girls come off a 2-loss weekend and get a win on the road against Walla Walla Valley Academy's girls 52-41. We'll be visiting with the veteran DeSales girls coach, Tim Duncan, when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, we've got a crowd being entertained by the Walla Walla Valley Academy gymnastics group called the Acro Knights. They are a very talented group. And the Irish boys are down 48-27, having a tough time. With me right now is Lady Irish Tim Duncan, girls coach Tim Duncan. Got to be very satisfied, coach.
Yeah.
Knew you were shorthanded. Nice win.
No, this was a very nice win. I thought, with the exception of maybe about a three-minute stretch after we got up 13, we let them creep back into the game. We left a couple of their shooters open. But other than that, I thought we played extremely well. I thought Maddie obviously had a really good night inside and out, and I thought Kenna had one of her best offensive games tonight.
And you're able to move your girls around a lot. Got Emmeline Jimenez playing
right
point guard a little bit. And then the nice finish. That was a tough one at Granger.
Yeah.
You know, that 13-point lead and ended up losing in overtime. Your girls finished with a 19-point fourth quarter and 9-13 from the free throw line.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot better finish than the Granger game. But you know what? We're really playing a lot better offensively right now, and we're going to be even better than when we get Morgan back in the lineup. She'll be back in the lineup on Friday.
So
and we're
going to
be even better offensively.
Yeah.
I really like the way where our kids are at right now. I mean, we had a tough stretch where we think we lost three in a row, we lost the two this over the weekend. But I really like where our kids are at.
And that's where you want to be down the
Absolutely.
Stretch, Coach. And you know that in your 25th year.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen player of the game. Then let's talk a couple memories.
We're going to have to give two away.
Okay.
And that's to Kenna and Maddie.
Yeah, and they teamed up a lot, too. Maddie
they
running
did.
The floor. Kenna, some
right.
nice assists.
Absolutely.
As you guys got behind the defense. Kenna Barato with 13 points. Matt, the 5'7 senior, including 4-4 from the free throw line. Maddie Wall, 17 points for the 5'9 sophomore. And 3-4 from the free throw line.
Right.
All right, Coach. So, 25 years of coaching, we've been trying to do some memories every game.
You know,
so.
And we've talked about the two of the best teams we've had, but we're probably going to talk about what I would consider to be one of my favorite teams, and that is the year Emily Baumgart and Teresa Acock were seniors, and we brought up the 3 8th graders.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That year was something special for me, I believe. And I remember going to Dayton. We went to Dayton to play for the league title. And after we played Dayton at home, they blew us out by 20.
Yep.
And I put together a game plan that was actually fairly complicated. And we were actually going to use our eighth graders' strengths, if you can believe that.
And who those eighth graders were, like
Holly Barato and Kenna Barato and Lauren Lyons.
Yep.
And we were going to use their strength, which was obviously their speed.
Yep. They were little.
And we were going to do some things different defensively because of that. And they did a great job. And our kids, that's the first time we put together a game plan in which our kids bought in completely. They loved it. I was talking to parents, and they said, "You're going to beat Dayton, aren't you?" And I said, "I have no idea." And they said, "Well, your kids really love your game plan." And as that year went along, obviously Emily tore her ACL at the end of that Dayton
yep.
game. And we went into the playoffs, and I remember the league tournament game. Dayton got us down by 19. And if I'll be danged if those little kids didn't just scramble back and we cut it to two at one point. And then they ended up beating us anyway. But then we go to the regional tournament, and we play. We are just totally outmatched by Davenport, and they got us down. And right about the time I'm ready to pull all of our players and rest them up for the next day, we come back and cut it to six with 3 minutes to go in the game with a shot at actually winning the game. And then the Lynn Ritzville game was just – It was the effort that we put forth in that Lynn Ritzville game was incredible.
That was up in Spokane.
That was
right?
in Spokane, yeah. That team will always be a little bit special to
yeah.
me.
Such
that,
an that experience. Group. You had your seniors and your eighth graders.
The seniors and our eighth graders.
Yeah, that was
Absolutely.
A fun year.
Yeah,
a lot of fun times,
year.
Coach.
Yeah. Oh, we've had a lot of them, yep. and we still got more to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
But that one was really special. And I to be able to coach Ken and Holly for as long as I've been able
yeah.
to, that's been really,
yeah.
really
yep.
nice.
That is awesome. So, okay, well, Coach, thanks for sharing. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you Friday
okay.
against Sunnyside Christian.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. Girls get a satisfying win tonight, 52-41. Morgan Thomas with a sore shoulder, wanted to give her a good full week of rest after getting it strained against Mack High last Wednesday. The Sales with Morgan on the bench, able to get the 52-41 win, and we'll take on Sunnyside in a non-leaguer on Friday. The Sales boys just trying to find a way to get some momentum going, get something positive going, as they are down 48-27 to the Knights. The Irish boys have given up big points a couple of times this year. They lost in the Christmas tournament to College Place, giving up 98, scoring 75 of their own, and they've got to find a way to slow down the Knights' three-point shooters. They're down 48-27 at the half. We'll have individual scoring and second-half action when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
When you think of camping, does a tent come to mind?
There's nothing that says camping has to involve a tent.
All that is required for camping is a shelter and the great outdoors. While I prefer my shelter to have a bathroom and a coffee pot, yours may be something different. Need bunk beds for the kids? Garage for the motorcycle? An outdoor kitchen? Some of you can imagine what I'm talking about. Others, though, need to see it to imagine it. Come see it at Smiley RV on the Milton Freewater Highway. To learn more, visit smileyrv.com.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, in a defensive battle, 27 points at the half would be keeping you in the game, and that's what the Irish have, but this is not a defensive battle. The Knights have 48 halftime points. When these teams met on January 9th at DeSales, the final score was 45-37. The Knights have 48 at the half of this one. The Irish have to find a way to slow them down. Scoring in the first half for Walla Walla Valley Academy and their head coach, Michael Bumgarner. 2 for David Rittenbach, a junior off their bench. 4 for Henry Clancy, one of his seniors. 5 for Gabriel Torres, another senior. 8 for Aaron Pollard. He hit that game-opening 3 for the 6'6 senior. He has 8. And then there are 2 talented guards out front. Jake Friedel has 16 points, the 6'1 senior, mirroring his output in the first and second quarter. 2 threes and a 2. 8 points in each quarter. And Isaiah Santolano, the big first quarter, the 5'9 senior, 10 first quarter points, another 3 in the second quarter. He has 13. So Friedel with 16, Santolato with 13. They have 2 players in double figures. 4 to Sales, 2 points for Bobby Holtzinger, 3 for Matt Miedema, 3 for Jack Lesko, 4 for Drake Scott, 5 for Andrew Lyford. He did hit that 3 late in the first half, and he's also 2 for 2. Andrew's the one guy that could really light it up if we can get him going and maybe get a cool them off and get Andrew going. Coy Frucci, nice second quarter for the 6-foot junior. All 10 of his points in the quarter, 2 threes and 2 2-point field goals. With the Irish down 48-27, foul trouble. Clancy and Weimeister, their 2 inside players, have 2 each. No DeSales players more than 1. The Irish are 2 of 2 from the line, as are the Knights. Irish will start the second half with the ball. Frucci's 3 won't go. Rebound, Clancy for the Knights. Lyford, Frucci, Matt Miedema, Holtzinger, and Frankie Warden on the floor for the Irish to start the second half. Friedel, right wing to Torres. Now right baseline out by the arc to Clancy. Dump inside to Friedel, knocked away by Frucci. DeSales has gone man-to-man now after it looked like they played zone most of that first half. Got to try to stay up in the mush of these Knights and make it hard on them. They did not in the first half. Torres gets the inbound on the right wing to Friedel. Friedel, 3 over Frucci. Won't go. Rebound, Clancy inside. Shot blocked from behind by Lyford. Loose ball picked up by Miedema. Good quick hands by Andrews. The Irish survive an offensive board. Right corner pass now to Holtzinger. To Frankie Warden. To Frucci. Hit ball fake. Dribbles to the right elbow. Kick to Warden. Right on him is Friedel. So matchup zone is what's the Knights play. They got those tall guys in the back, Pollard and Clancy at 6'5 and 6'6. And they dump it to Miedema, kick out to Frankie Warden. Up top to Lyford, swing it to Frucci. And then they got those quick guards out front to put the pressure on the shot clock and forward. DeSales got to find room to shoot. Pass to Holtzinger, deep 3 on the right wing, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip out to Holtzinger. Holtzinger stripped in the lane by Santolano. Ahead to Torres. Frucci is back. Torres, a little scoop shot to his left, won't go. Rebound Miedema. Miedema outlet to Holtzinger at half court. 1-on-3. Bobby will take it to Clancy, and Clancy fouls him. Bobby, nice little Euro step looking crossover move, stays on the left side. And Clancy not agreeing with the foul. Bobby, big smile on his face. But these guys all know each other, living right here in the Walla Walla Valley. Clancy's 3rd foul. and Bobby Holtzinger's first free throw attempts of the game. Bobby has 2 points. He hits the free throw. The Irish are perfect 3 for 3 from the, forgot about their first quarter. They were 3 for 4 in the first half, now 4 of 5. 48-28. Sale scores first in the second half. Bobby's second free throw off the mark. Rebound Pollard. Pollard outlet to Friedel. Friedel in the front court between the circles. Frucci shadowing him. Pass left corner to Santillano. Santillano dribbling left to right. Pass past to Torres. Back to the left wing to Friedel. Friedel gets through a screen, drives to the bucket and scores it. Frucci challenged him out front. Screen by Pollard. Friedel with the easy lay in. The Irish got to find a way to help on defense. Ball slapped away by the Knights as Frucci was coming up court. Friedel now with 18 points. 50-28. Wobble with the lead. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Frankie Warden inbounds down to my right in front of the Irish bench. Out up to Frucci. Bounce pass right corner to Warden. Warden for three out the arm. Won't go. Rebound Clancy. Outlet to Friedel. Friedel will half speed it across the timeline. Irish back playing man-to-man defense now in the second half. Now Torres, pass left corner to Clancy. Meet him as sags way off him. Up top to Santillano. Drives in, cut off ball, strip ball, stolen by Frucci. Coy into front court. Torres is on him. Frucci splits the defense, goes up strong. He's fouled. So Coy with the steal, navigated through the defense under the basket, and draws the foul. They say before the shot. So the foul's on Torres, number 24. His second. Irish will inbound it. 5:45 to go in the third. In the corner to Frucci. To Frankie Warden. High post pass to Miedemann. In the left corner to Holtzinger. Three on the way. It's an air ball right to Pollard. Pollard gets it to Friedel. Friedel across the timeline. A little slower pace this third quarter. After the Knights blitzed the Irish 28-8 in the opening quarter of this game. And the Irish have been far behind ever since. Pollard a deep three. It's an air ball. Looks at his hand. Now he blows on it. Okay. It's kind of like the baseball player that makes an air and then looks at his mitt to see if there's a hole in it. 5:15 to go in the half. Third quarter, Irish down 50-28, but much more competitive than they were early in the game. Leifert now deep between the circles. Torres on him gets a screen. Then Torres knocks it away from Leifert. Loose ball picked up by Santillano. Not sure if Andrew's going to think about shooting or passing, but Torres knocked it away from him. Now to Pollard. He goes baseline. Reverse lane won't go. Rebound Clancy. And it rolls around the rim and drops. There's a crowd pleaser. The 6'5 seniors got 6. 52-28. The Knights on their home floor. Their last home game for these 6 seniors on their roster. And they're putting on a show. Frucci dumps it down low nicely to Holtzinger. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. Nice entry pass by Coy Frucci. Penetrated along the left wing and a nice little bounce pass to Holtzinger in traffic. Didn't get who that last foul was on. Huh? Pollard picks up the foul. That's his first. And Bobby Holtzinger back at the line where he hit 1 of 2 a moment ago. Stops the clock with 4:35 to go. Irish down by 24 points, trailing 52-28. They held the Knights to 45 at DeSales on the 9th of January, but not so much in this one. Bobby hits the first one. And now the buzzer sounds over at the scores table. I want a clarification from the officials. Now they've got that taken care of, then Bobby will take the ball for his second free throw. Second one is on the way and good. And Jack Lesko. Oh, Jack was wanting to check in. Jack is 5'8 freshman. He's so little I couldn't see him down here below the score table. So Jack checks in for Bobby. That's why they buzz the horn. Now Irish will put on the full court press, 52-30. Pollard and Friedel bring it into front court. Now they got a 3-on-2 in the corner to Torres. Torres can't find room to shoot to Pollard. The trailer drives in, get a whistle, and a foul on the drive. Pollard at 6'6 is such a tough matchup. He can handle the ball in the press, and then he can be the trailer at 6'6. Foul was on Leifert. That's Andrew's second. The Knights inbound to Torres. Now gives it to Friedel on the left wing. Frucci on Friedel. Friedel loses the handle on the ball. Ball picked up though on the baseline by Clancy. Oh, backing in on Needham. I can't find room to two. To Santillano. Back to Clancy. He'll fire the three in and out. Rebound, Needham. Santillano said to his senior post player, shoot it. He missed it in the corner to Lesko. Lesko for three over Friedel. Jack Lesko's second three, and the Irish were within 19. Doggone it. They're down to 19. Pollard on the drive. He's fouled going to the basket. 52-33. That's 19 points. And the foul is on Torres. And that's, Frankie Warden, excuse me. I had the wrong 24. Frankie's first. Pollard will go to the line to shoot two. The Irish have outscored the Knights 6-4 here in the second half. Pollard misses the first free throw. 3:44 to go in the third. DeSales competing hard here in the third quarter. Just a real rough start to this game. Pollard hits the second one. 3.5 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. Irish down 53-33. Frucci gets a screen from Meadham out top, fires a three, won't go. Friedel beats Leifert in the corner to the ball. Outlet to Santillano. Santillano wants to push it. He's down the left side, kicking the left corner to Torres. Torres will drive in, a little running one-hander, in and out, stays out. Rebound Matt Meadham. Outlet to Jack Lesko. The Sales playing even with the Knights after being down 28-8 after one quarter. They're down 20 right now. That's where the advantage was after the first 8 minutes. Leifert in the corner. Trapp throws it out near half court, right to Santillano, who beats Jack Lesko to the ball, and then Jack blocks his shot. Andrew got in trouble in the far right corner, just hucked it cross court to Lesko, and Santillano with the steal, but Jack stuck with him, and the 5'8 freshman blocked the senior shot out of bounds. Matt Meadham is going to come out, and Drake Scott checks in. Drake getting a lot of minutes tonight in the post position with Timmy Warden out ill, the senior tonight, not playing. Homesick. Inbound pass knocked away and out of bounds. They say kicked ball by the Irish. Now the Knights will inbound on the left sideline near the corner down by their bench. Clancy checks out. And Josiah Weimeister, the 6'4 senior, the one senior that does not start. Santillano inbound to Friedel. Friedel drives on Frucci, leans into one of the lane, leaves it short, rebound tip, out of bounds off the Knights. The Irish defense come to play here in the second half. Only two field goals given up in this third quarter, but the Irish have made just one field goal. Very low score third quarter after a wild first half. Frankie Warden's pass tipped, and the loose ball picked up by Weimeister to Friedel. Things have definitely slowed down here in the second half after the Knights led 48-27 at the half. Friedel dribbling right to left, kick out to Torres. Ball fake, drives to the basket. Kick in the corner to Friedel. Ball fake. He drives baseline. Scoop to the hoop. Reverse lay-in is good. Left baseline under the basket. Reverse lay-in from the right side. We've got a whistle and a foul. Jack Lesko drives the other way. Friedel up to 20 points. The foul is on Weimeister, his third, as Jack Lesko pushed past the 6'4 senior. Bobby Holtzinger is going to check in for Leifert. Ryan Chase will check in for Coy Frucci. No? Coy's out. Okay. Frankie Warden will inbound. So they got Warden, Holtzinger, Scott, Lesko, and Chase in. They get it to Chase. Friedel's on him. Up top to Lesko. Lesko drives down the middle, puts up a little five-footer. He's got it. Jack Lesko's got five in the quarter, eight for the game. 55-35. Irish down 20. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Out playing the Knights here in the third quarter. Kick to Heredi, sophomore's checked in. Up top to Friedel. Head fake on Warden. Behind the back, can't get away from Warden. Dumps to Feimeister. Good man-to-man defense. In the corner to Heredi. A three on the way is good. The Knights get the three from the 5'10 sophomore off the bench. He's the fifth different Knight player to make a three-point field goal. Timeout DeSales. 1:38 to go, third quarter. DeSales down 58-35 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Navigating today's complicated stock markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisor Bill Fleener of D.A. Davidson can help you analyze your personal financial picture and develop a wealth planning strategy designed just for you. Bill is equipped with extensive experience and the knowledge and resources to help you no matter what the markets are doing. Ready for a strong financial plan that can guide you through tomorrow? Call Bill at D.A. Davidson today, 509-526-5755. D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the man-to-man defense of the Irish has certainly changed the pace of this game in the second half. It's made the Knights work much harder offensively. The Irish still trail big. Lesko drives in, dumps it to Drake Scott, who scores a nice assist. Drake Scott has 6 points. Irish jump 58-37. Nice execution after Coach Greg Tazari calls the timeout. Ready on the drive, cut off, gets it to Parks, ejected. Parks pass to Friedel, knocked away by Warden. Friedel gets it back. He drives to the basket, and he's fouled. They say before he went up for the shot. And the foul is on Drake Scott. Drake's second foul. Knights will inbound into their own basket. Santillano passes out high to Friedel between the circles. Good defense for the Irish. Friedel gets a screen from Parks. Now that swings it to Reddy, left corner Santillano. Puts the ball on the floor, left to right, hands back to Friedel. Deep three over Warden. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Drake Scott. Drake Scott outlets it. We got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. The foul is on Josiah Heredia. Drake Scott doing some good things. Nice rebound, nice block out. He scored inside. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Irish jump 58-37. Each team has scored 10 points in this third quarter. Now 28-8. Blast from the Knights in that first quarter, the difference right now. Holtzinger dribbling right to left, reverses back to the right, cut off left corner, Chase. Chase for three, off the iron, won't go, rebound foul on Drake Scott as Pollard had him blocked out. Drake's picked up three. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter, Irish down 58-37. Torres, the senior, will bring it across the timeline for the Knights, their last game on their home floor. And they've made it a good one, especially in that first half. Parks gets it to Pollard. Pollard, double pump shot inside, won't go. Rebound, Drake Scott. Outlet to Lesko. I keep doing that. To Chase, down low to Scott. Has it knocked away, ball's on the floor. Drake's on the floor. He's tied up, possession in favor of the Knights. As David Rittenbach, 6'2", junior, ties him up. Jack Lesko, Lesko-Lyford. I keep getting those mixed up. And now Pollard will roll it into the front court. And Jack Lesko steals it from Torres and gets it to Frankie Warden, to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives in, misses Laney's foul. Okay, here's what happened. The Knights getting a little cute in the final 20 seconds or so of the quarter. Pollard rolled it into front court. They're trying to let it roll. Jack Lesko sprinted down court, back into the, and slid in between both he and Torres and got the ball, got it to Warden, got it to Holtzinger. So Jack Lesko, the freshman, heads up play and makes the Knights look a little silly there. Bobby misses the first free throw. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Irish down 58-37. Bobby's second one is also off the mark, rebound by Meister. So the Irish can't take advantage of Jack Lesko's nice steal. Pollard loses the handle, goes out of bounds with 2 seconds left. Well, Walla Walla Valley Academy has definitely come back, crashing back to earth here in the second half after scoring 48 first half points. They've got only 10 here. Now Jack will let it roll, and Torres comes at him. He picks it up, and then Torres steals it from him. Little gamesmanship there, but the buzzer sounds. Irish down 58-37. Nice response. after being down 28-8, but they trail by 21 with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Honda's Pioneer 1000 side-by-side gets it right the first time in terms of comfort, handling, hauling, and user-friendly features. It's equipped with a 6-speed dual-clutch transmission that gives you the option of driving in fully automatic mode or manual mode via paddle shifters mounted on the steering wheel. And when it comes to muscle, the Pioneer 1000 shines, boasting a massive 2,000-pound towing capacity. So head to USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road, and check out the 2020 Honda Pioneer 1000 today.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish boys down 20. That's what they trailed by after one quarter, 28-8. So they played the Knights even. No, they're down 21, 58-37. But they played the even after the first quarter. Coy Frucci drives in, puts it up off the iron, rolls and drops. Coy Frucci's first bucket of the second half. He leads the Irish with 12 points, 58-39. DeSales scores first here in the fourth quarter. They're down 19. Swinging the corner to Santillano. Three on the way out the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped. Miedema controls it. Outlet to Leifert. It's Leifert, Holtzinger, Frankie Warden, Frucci, and Matt Miedema on the floor to start the fourth quarter. Frucci, bounce pass left wing to Leifert. In the lane to Miedema. Down low to Holtzinger. Drives left side. Head fake. Gets to the right side of the glass and banks it in for a lay-in. Nice head fake by Bobby Holtzinger. 58-41. Irish down by 17. The closest they've been since that first quarter. And we've got a whistle and a ball knocked away as the Knights have a player that's in for the first time, number 21. That's Connor Castleman, a 6'2 freshman. And we got a timeout on the floor. The sales down 58-41, 6:59 to go, trying to play for some pride and respect, and they have since that disastrous first quarter. We'll be right back. The Irish down 58-41 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
There's a pass inside after the inbound. It's knocked away from Pollard, controlled by Miedema, who gets it Holtzinger to Frucci, and the Irish force a turnover after the Knights' timeout. Frucci cross-court to Leifert. Leifert open from the deep three, top of the keys, got it. And just like that, it's a 14-point game. The Sales boys trying to come back from a 20-point first-quarter deficit. They're down by 14. They've outscored the Knights 7-0 here in the fourth quarter. 6:26 to go. Santillano on the drive. Kick right corner to Pollard. Three on the way. In and out. Rebound Holtzinger. The Knights have gone cold here. And the Irish showing some character. Frucci on the drive. Kick in the corner to Leifert. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Santillano. Santillano pushing the left side. Frankie Warden cuts him off. Left corner to Pollard. Pollard drives baseline. Too strong air ball. Gets his own rebound on the other side and puts it in. Pollard missed it. Coming from the left. It was an air ball. His momentum took him to the right. He caught it. Put it up soft off the rim and rolled in. Lucky play for the Knights. 60-44. Irish down. Holtzinger stripped on the baseline. Clancy's got it to Santillano off his hand right to Friedel. Irish down 60-44. But they've outscored the Knights here 7-2 here in the fourth quarter. Had it down to 14 a moment ago. Frucci knocks it away from Santillano at half court. Rolls into back court. The man-to-man defense for DeSales has been impressive here in the second half. Just made it too easy for the Knight Shooters in that first quarter. They were rolling. 28 points in that quarter, 6 3-point field goals. They made 10 three-pointers in that first half. And the Irish have answered the challenge and made it tough on them here in the second half. 5:15 to go. The Irish down 16, and there's a loose ball knocked away by Andrew Leifert. Good defense by Andrew. Santillano inbound it. The Irish have all their players at the three-point line or inside. Now they match up. He hit the Friedel. Comes off a little screen. Shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound tipped high off the iron. Rebounded by Holtzinger. Bobby wants to push it up the left sideline to Leifert. Leifert will shoot the quick three. It's off the iron and in. Oh, the soft iron. It hit the front iron. A little spring. It went up and in. So DeSales run and gun. They're within 13. 60-47, plenty of time, 4:48 to go. What a comeback effort. Torres in the left corner. Dribbles to the right wing, back to the left corner to Santillano. His three won't go. Holtzinger with the rebound. The Sales can cut it to 10 with a three here. Frucci pushes up the right side, right corner to Frankie Warden. Drives baseline, and he bumps into Leifert, and they lose the ball. That was a crazy play. Andrews on the left baseline. Frankie's on the right baseline. Frankie drove baseline. Andrew came right at him. They bumped into each other and turned it over. Not sure what was going on there. Friedel at the top of the key. Splits the defense. Tries to dump it inside. Stolen by Miedema. Miedema to Frucci. 4:16 to go. Frucci in the corner to Leifert. Three on the way. Blocked by Friedel. Fouled by Friedel. Andrew Leifert will shoot three free throws with 4:11 to go. And the Irish can cut it to a 10-point game if Leifert can drain three in a row. Andrew's got 11 points, two threes here in the fourth quarter. The Knights just 2 points in this fourth quarter. Andrew's first free throw is good. He likes that soft rim. That last three-pointer was a high archer, hit that front iron. You could see the orange rim give a little bit, give the ball a little spring, and it went right in. Andrew's second one is up. And it's off the front iron. 60-48, 12-point game, 4:11 to go. Andrew has 12, Frucci has 12 to lead the Irish. Andrew's third one is good. He hits two out of three. Timeout to Sales. Greg Pizzari and the Irish coaching staff, they're very pleased, as dumbfounded as they might have looked at halftime, down to 48-27. They're now down just 11, 4:11 to go, 60-49, Irish down 11. It's a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and take a break. I'm 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Well, Greg Pizzari taking the timeout. He's got one left. These guys are tired. They've worked extremely hard. They're trying to come all the way back, down 28-8 after 8 minutes, outscored 20-19 in the second quarter to trail by 21 at the half. Both teams scored 10 in the third quarter, 21 points down going into this fourth quarter. They've cut it to an 11-point game. They've outscored the Knights 12-2 in this final 8 minutes. Left wing Santillano with it. Now up top it goes to Friedel. Friedel high post to Pollard, right wing Torres. Irish playing a little matchup zone now. Changing up the defense a bit. Clancy inside to Torres. Torres has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Frankie Warden. To Miedema. To Frucci. Irish are in front court now. Frucci at the top of the key. Left wing to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives in strong. Puts it up off the glass. And then it caroms right to Matt Miedema, who puts it in. Bobby Holtzinger missed it badly. Bad enough that the carom went right to Miedema, and the Irish within 9 points in the corner to Pollard. Hesitates with Leifert on him. Now to Torres, to Friedel. Friedel on the drive. Gets it in the left corner to Santillano. They're tentative now. Out top to Torres. Leifert chasing him. in the corner to Pollard. Leifert on him. Anders all over the place up front to Friedel. Friedel shot in and out. Rebound tip. Controlled by Miedema. The Irish with the ball down just 9. Frucci into front court. What a comeback effort. Out top the Miedema. Swing it to Frankie Warden. Back to Frucci. Deep 3 by Frucci off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tip. Chased down the corner by Leifert. Miedema kept it alive. Leifert pass up top to Frucci. Open for 3. In and out. Rebound Pollard. Boy, almost had it there. Down 9. 2.5 minutes to go. The Knights are over the limit with fouls with 7. The possession arrows in their favor. And the Irish cheerleaders and fans, defense the chant. They've held the Knights to just 2 points here in the fourth quarter. Friedel gets Miedema in the air and lays it in. Friedel head fake and laid it in the lane. Irish down 62-51. Holtzinger with it. Drives down the lane. Puts it over Clancy. Shot won't go. Rebound. Pollard. Pollard to Santillano. DeSales got to think about maybe fouling a little bit here. Down 11. 2 minutes to go. They've only committed 4 fouls. Now they extend the defense. Timeout. Waba. DeSales had it down to 9. They're now down by 11. 1:58 to go. Waba 62. DeSales 51. The Knights with the ball and that 11-point lead when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSF.
You're as cold as ice because your furnace stopped working. This is Daysha with Total Comfort Solutions, and we know how it is when your furnace stops working. We have trained technicians available 24/7 for emergency service. They can service and diagnose any make or model of equipment. At Total Comfort Solutions, your local HVAC and plumbing company, your comfort is our priority. With financing options and rebates available, we can keep you from being as cold as ice this winter. Call Total Comfort Solutions day or night.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys trying to come all the way back. The Knights trying to dig deep and hang on. Waba is playing their 5th game in 6 days. They played 3 in a row in the friendship tournament. Had Sunday off, played Mapton yesterday, and now all that senior night energy that they had in the first half is gone. The Irish have outscored them 14-4 here in the fourth quarter. They lead by 11. Pollard in the lane, dumps it to Clancy, wide open underneath, he lays it in. Nice set play for the Knights. And they're back up 13. Irish got to score quick. Get to Leifert. Leifert with Rittenbach on him. Rittenbach fouls him. Thank you. That stops the clock and puts the Irish at the free throw line. Rittenbach's first, 8th on the Knights unofficially. And this will be a 1-on-1 opportunity for Leifert. Andrew has 8 in the quarter, 13 for the game. Andrew's front end of the 1-on-1 is up and off the iron. Rebound Clancy. Outlet to Friedel. That might have been the last real good chance for the Irish. Friedel into front court. Behind the back to Santillano. Top to Pollard. Now they'll run some clock back to Santillano. Santillano with Leifert on him. Drives all the way and dumps it to Clancy, but it goes right through his legs out of bounds. So they ran some clock, but they turned it over. 1:17 to go. The Irish down 13. Frucci needs to push it to get to Leifert. Leifert with Pollard on him, gets a baseline to Holtzinger, tries to dump it to Mita. Ball's knocked loose. Matt gets it back. He's triple teamed and fouled with 1:08 to go. Foul is on Friedel, his second, and that'll stop the clock with 1:08 to go. Matt Miedema will shoot 2. The Sales needs to be ball hawking on the defense. They have fouls to give. They need to foul. Go for the steals. Get the fouls. They've only committed 14 fouls. Matt Miedema hits the first free throw. Matt's got 6 points. Misses the second one. Leifert with the rebound. Elevates in the lane. In and out. Stays out. Doggone it. Irish down 64-52. Pollard in at the timeline. Irish need to get after the ball. Friedel in the corner to Rittenbach. Rittenbach's pass stolen by Frucci. Coy's got to go the other way. Pollard sizing him up. Coy can't hit. Pollard, the 6'6 senior, made him change a shot. Pollard now in front court. We're down to 43 seconds to go. Timeout, Waba. The Irish boys are going to run out of time here. and the Knights up 12 with 42 seconds left. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Walla Walla has always been sweet onion country, and for quite some time, it's wine country as well. But did you know that Walla Walla is cheese country too? Stick with me on this one. What makes for a fine wine? Why does one bottle cost $7 and another cost $25? Beats the heck out of me! So let's talk about my specialty for a sec here. Fine cheese, like you can find at Cugini. We're talking over 100 varieties. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The sales boys have done a lot of really good things to come back here in the second half, but the free throw shootings have been an issue. In the second half, they are unofficially 4, 5, 6 of 12 from the line, including a front end of a 1-1, and they're down by just 12. The 28-8 first quarter lead is too much to overcome, but what a response for the Irish in the second half. Making Walla earn it on senior night, not letting them celebrate too much. They were celebrating in that first half when they scored 48 points. And now Frucci will foul Friedel out front with 33 seconds to go. The Irish got to foul right away if they don't get the steal on the inbound. But it's probably academic at this point, which is 33 seconds left now, the Irish down 12. Pollard will inbound it. Up top to Friedel. Frucci on him. Friedel on the drive. The Irish will not foul now. Now Torres pass knocked away by Lifer. 27 seconds left. Shot clock is off. The Sales boys will fall to 8-9 and 3-7 in the conference. Santillano in the left corner to Pollard. Up top to Friedel. And now Frucci will foul him. Not sure why there at that point. The boys a little frustrated. Not a good start for the Irish, but a great effort at the finish. Just falls short. 64-52, DeSales boys will lift. Been so many close games in this conference. These guys are in first place at 8-1. DeSales could have easily folded their tent, came back, gave them a game, and now Friedel will dribble it out near the timeline. 64-52, DeSales boys lose by 12 on senior night for the Knights. And that will be the game. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Buick GMC. 2020 marks our 70th year in business. Lasting that long in the car business is unheard of. We have done it by making our dealership the easiest place in town to do business. No pressure, always honesty, great service. All that most people want is to be treated with dignity and respect. Drop by and see for yourself and help us celebrate our 70th anniversary. Dale Graves Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it
like that. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys fall 64-52. The first quarter did them in. The Knights poured in 28 points, 6 first quarter threes from 4 different players over the top of the Irish zone defense. I think it was a zone. It was very passive. And they really got rolling on senior night. Then in a wild second quarter, the Knights outscored the Irish 20-19 as the Knights hit 4 more three-point field goals. So they had 10 first-half threes and led 48-27 at the half. But you take away, you can't take it away. But after that first quarter, when was the Sales was down by 20, they end up outscoring the Knights in the fourth quarter 15-6 after each team scored 10 in the third quarter. So you do the math, The Irish were down 20 after one quarter, end up losing by 12. So they outscored the Knights by 8 after that first quarter. But the Knights on senior night, the great response early, and they shot it well on their home floor. The first time these teams played on January 9th, the Knights won it 45-37 at DeSales. The Knights had 48 points at the half. The second half, DeSales went to an aggressive man-to-man, played hard throughout. You got to love that response if you're the coaches. Coach Vasari and his staff had to be wondering what was going on when they were down 48-27 as the Knights tried to run them out of the gym, but DeSales hung around and made a game of it before falling 64-52. The Irish fall to 3-7 in the conference, 8-9 overall. WAVA improves to 9-1 in the conference, 13-3 overall. They will travel to Kittitas on Thursday to continue a very busy schedule of games. This was 5 games in 6 days. The Kittitas game will make 6 in 8 days. The Irish are off until Friday when they host Sunnyside Christian in a non-league game at DeSales. Girls will tip off at 6 o'clock. Individual scoring for the boys' contest. Coach Michael Baumgartner on the final game on the home floor for the Knights. He got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players in the game. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them score points. Josiah Heredia had 3. David Rittenbach had 2. 5 for Gabriel Torres. 8 for Henry Clancy. And then 3 players in double figures. 11 for Aaron Pollard, the 6'6 senior, scored in every quarter. 13 for Isaiah Santolano, 10 of those in the first quarter. He did not score in the second half. And Jake Friedel was their man, 16 first half points. He finishes the game with 22 overall after scoring just 9 the first time these teams met. For Coach Vasari, his guys fought hard. He got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys in the ballgame. 6 of them score points. 6 for Matt Miedema. 6 for Drake Scott. The 6'3 junior did a nice job off the bench in the post. 7 for Bobby Holtzinger. 8 for Jack Lesko. 12 for Coy Frucci. And 13 for Andrew Lyford. 8 in the fourth quarter for Andrew. As the Irish had cut it down to single digits at one point, I think it was at 9. And then WAVA ends up winning by 12. Free throw shooting, you know, after the first quarter when the Irish were outscored 28-8, you wouldn't think you'd look at a stat like free throw shooting as a difference maker. But the Irish just 9 of 16 from the line, including just 3 of 6 in the fourth quarter. And could have made a game of it in the second half if they had shot better from the line. They were 3 for 4 in the first half, just 6 of 12, 50% from the line in the second half. The Knights only went to the free throw line on 2 different occasions the whole game. They were 2 of 3 from the line. Well, that's going to about do it for this doubleheader broadcast. The girls win 52-41. Tim Duncan named 2 Dairy Queen players of the game. Kenna Barato, 5'7 senior with 13 points. Maddie Wall, 5'9 sophomore with 17 points. As the Lady Irish go to 6-4 in the conference, 9-8 overall. The boys fall to 8-9 and 3-7 in the conference. Dairy Queen player of the game, I'm going to go with Coy Frucci. The Irish are down 28-8 after the first quarter. Somebody had to help us start to get back in it, and Coy scored 10 points in that second quarter. And when the Knights could have really made it miserable if Coy and the other guys wouldn't have stepped up. So Coy had 10 of the 19 Irish points in that second quarter, kind of stopped the bleeding for the Irish, and a very competitive second half where the Irish outscored the Knights 25-16, but could not overcome that hole, that 28-8 hole in the first quarter. So Coy Frucci with 12, our Dairy Queen player of the game, trying to jumpstart the Irish in that second quarter with 10 points. Well, that's going to about do it. We'll be back on the air Friday, a non-leaguer at DeSales against Sunnyside Christian. Irish lose at 64-52 in the boys' game. The girls win 52-41. Thank you for being with us here on a school night. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And, of course, thank you to Mark Lesmeiser, another great job back at the studio. So until Friday, this is Mike Speed sending you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.